I just want to give a couple of what's going on, some headlines and stuff. But May 23rd, in Paris, France, there was a short-haul domestic flights now that can be taken by train. In other words, these flights that are that used to be are not allowed anymore. You have to take a train. And I say that because there's coming some restrictions, I believe, according to what we're going to share with you tonight. I've shared on this Dr. Richard Day. Some of you already know an insider that's pretty much followed the plan. And the fruit of it is what he said has come to pass. And there's a few things that have not, which I believe is good because they wanted all this done by 2000. And it's now 2023 and they still have not gotten everything that they wanted. But they are following a plan. And driving from Rochester this week, we saw five overhead road signs that said air pollution, consider less traveling. And that's the first time we've ever consider less traveling and calling it your problem. It's your problem. And I just want to do a little tribute to Mike Morales. He passed away, but he was great above the news. He would talk about look up to the sky. If you can't see what's going on, we are not causing the pollution. Someone else is. But travel restrictions in the name of climate change are coming, or going green. And here we are from Minnesota that's claiming to be a forerunner of going green. It's really going red. Now here, John 8:40, let's look here. I shared last week, we're just going to kind of go over this as a reference. I'm not going to go into all of it again. Jesus said unto these religious leaders, if God were your father, in verse 42, you would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. But why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So if he's the father of lies, he's got many children, right? Now from this insider of 1969, on March 20th, Rockefeller insider, Dr. Richard Day, gave a speech to the Pittsburgh Division of the American Medical Association in which he predicted that travel would become very restricted. People would need permission to travel, and they would need a good reason to travel. Now, when we were all locked down 3 years ago, I thought this was it, but it's not. I think it was a test. I don't know. But if you didn't have a good reason, he said, for your travel, you would not be allowed to travel, and everyone would need IDs. Later on, some sort of device would be developed to be implanted under the skin that would be coded specifically to identify the individual. And how many know we've been hearing about these individual ID chips that they want to put not only in our IDs but also in your brains. They're wanting to bring in transhumanism. Now this man that wrote these notes, he reveals, because this was a special meeting. They weren't supposed to have recorders. Back then it was tape recorders. But he wanted these doctors to know, especially pediatricians, what was coming for them. And he wanted them to get ready for the change of what was going to happen to doctors. And as we've seen today, there has been a change in doctors. But he said this is not just what is intended for America, but he said this is for the world. And we've been talking for years now about this new system they want to put in place and how the controllers intend to carry out their plan. Again, the devil is not new. He's been around. He's been doing this stuff behind the scenes. The money changers, the bankers, the love of money, the root of all evil, right? The synagogue of Satan. He's given us enough information to let us know God has an enemy. And if you become a Christian now, you're becoming an enemy because you're serving him. And in Psalms 2, the enemy wants to come against the Lord and his anointed. So we stand strong and we endure to the end. So Dr. Richard Day said, everything is in place and no one can stop us now. And this is what they believe. They believe their system, their people are in place. People have been selected, not elected, into places to carry out the plans. The corporations now, they have their ESG scores. They have all these things that they have to do to keep in line, right, for the investors. Some of you will think I'm talking about communism, he said. Well, what I'm talking about is much bigger than communism. And this keep this, if you're taking notes, write notes on some of the things I'm going to share now. This is something I go back to almost weekly. When I see something in the news, I remember what he said. Everything has two purposes. One is for the purpose which will make it acceptable to the people. And second, it's the real purpose which would further the goals of establishing the new system and having it. And we've been talking about the Agenda 2030 sustainable goals, which are not sustainable. No. Some of the things he said, and I'm going to probably repeat this a couple times because sometimes we need repetition to get it, right? People will have to get used to change. Everything will change constantly. I think about Facebook. I hardly go on there anymore because they've changed it so much. They keep changing it. I can't even get onto my IMS. Everything, it seems like everything, every update. And I didn't want updates, and they update it now whether you like it or not. They give you so many chances to update your software, and if you don't, I got locked out because they were updating my iPad, and I didn't give them permission, but they're just, things are changing. And there's the real and the stated goals, and we're going to get into some of this, but population control, because they think there's too many people on the earth. Permission to have babies. Now, that's been in some countries it is not. Redirecting the purpose of sex. They want you to have sex without having babies. And remember, when he talked about this, there was no over-the-counter sexual protection. Now it's in everywhere. And he said sex education is going to be a tool of world government. He said they're going to encourage, I'm not going to say this word because I could get whatever, booted off, but anything goes. And we're seeing this now with the gender confusion. Anything goes. It's been planned for a long time. Euthanasia and the demise pill. He talked about that. They think when people get old, they've had enough stakes, they've had enough whatever. It's time to get rid of them. They're a burden to society. And if you haven't heard, in Canada, they have what they call MAID, medical assistance in dying. And it's not just going to happen in Canada. This will be, they're probably starting there, but it's people suffering from mental illness now. They have been postponed to March 17, 2024. And they said, see mental illness, MAID, Bill C-39. So they're planning on, if you are depressed, if you're tired, if you're you just don't want to live anymore. My brother was telling me about additions they have in this country, one of the countries. It's where they take you if you no longer want to live. Just think, this is really playing God in many, many different instances of what we're seeing happening. Now I'm going to go into this a little bit about what Richard Day said because it's very important. And we're dealing with it, whether we like it or not. The data was revealed in the 90s based on a secret conference given by Richard Day in 1969, and most of this has come to pass. It's like it's been a movie script. He had previously been the medical director of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. That says loads right there. He stated purpose in telling his group about 80 pediatricians was able to make it easier for them to adapt to these changes. He reiterated that people would have to get used to change. And they're even changing everything. Towns, you go somewhere and things are different. Nothing, this is part of it, change. People are too trusting, he said. People don't ask the right questions. And that's what I say. Ask questions. Why are you supposed to do this? Why do you have to sign and give consent to this? God gave you a mind, you need to use it. They want everything to be complied, but then you give your free will when you sign things. Yeah. Do you know that? You sign things over. We have to learn from the last thing we've been through because they're going to repeat this again. Yes. So hopefully we've learned our lessons. People are too trusting. They don't ask the right questions, and I'll add they don't do research. Right. They just trust everything that's being told because if it's on the news, it's got to be right. According to Mr. Day, he was free to speak about what was strictly once withheld because everything is in place and no one can stop us now. However, to prevent wide distribution, no recordings or notes were allowed. He suggested there could be negative repercussions against him if his remarks became widely publicized. But in 1988, after years of staying quiet, Dr. Dunnigan, he wrote these notes and his recollections of his lecture, and they're still available online. So it's hard to hear because they're on cassette tapes, but if you want to hear them, and they're also PDF files. Get those, keep them in your notes, and then as things happen, I go back to it and I go, okay, traveling, what did he say? Okay. And not that he's God, but he's following a plan. They're following a script. So here's some high points of his lecture, the recollections from that lecture. One, he said, most people don't understand how governments operate. Even people in high positions in our own government don't really understand how and where decisions are made. Numbers of people living at one time on the planet must be limited, or we will run out of space to live, is their fear. Sexual activity will not be discouraged but increased, but in such a way that people won't be having babies. Contraception will be universally available and displayed prominently in Americans' drugstores. Have we seen that? Everywhere. And again, I want to say, as in the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. And I'm just going to go through some of these highlights now. Sex education is designed to entice children early and make the connection between sex and the need for contraception early in their lives. And I want to say this, the beast is coming for our children. Yeah. And this is why a lot of people are waking up, because they see their children are being targeted. Abortion will no longer be a crime. It was back then. It will be accepted as normal and be paid for by the taxes of people, which is happening. Everyone will be given permission to have sex, to enjoy whatever kind of sex they want, including, this is my adding, minor attraction, which we are starting to see laws coming. At this point, I think we all want to check out, right? Divorce will be made easier, more prevalent. Most people who marry will marry more than once. More people will not marry. We're starting to see that now. Yeah. People are not getting married. They're living together. They don't want to get married. Right. Families will be diminished in importance because God created families to have importance. The father and the devil and his sons do not want anything that God wants, anything God made. They want to invert it, change it, including our nations, including our families, including our meat, including everything, everything God made. Euthanasia will be introduced. Everybody has a right to live only so long. The old are no longer useful. They become a burden. You should be ready to accept death. Again, look to MAID. Medical care will be connected with one's employment and become very costly. This cost rise is by design and become unavailable to people beyond a certain time. Medicine would be much more tightly controlled. Hospital care, costs will be forced up. Now, this is all from 1969, and think of what's happened to our hospital care. Someone I know wanted to put their family member into one of these nursing homes, said, I can't afford it. It costs thousands of dollars a week out of pocket. Costs will be forced up to necessitate insurance. Now, listen to this, and this is also what I've been hearing. Insurance companies will dictate your treatment. Our insurance carries you for this, but this wasn't that something that happened to someone got their foot amputated. This, our insurance will not take care of this. We are seeing this right now, and the astronomical prices that people are paying, and then the insurance companies tell you what you can and can't do. Doctors and their image will change. We've seen this. Now listen to this. This is not totally happened yet, but it is happening in some countries. They will ultimately be recognized as highly skilled technicians. Their jobs will include things like executions by lethal injection. This is what we've been talking about. The demise pill. Saw a guy on TV when I was waiting for somebody. He said he had his whole family around, had a casket, had a big celebration, then he took whatever they gave him and he died. They celebrated death. But it's like, are we taking God's place? Are we taking everything into our own hands? This is just the beginning. The lone practitioner will become a thing of the past. New difficulties to diagnose diseases will appear and remain untreatable. Now listen to this, because this is our world in the last 20 years or so. Convenience foods, he said then, will be hazardous. Anybody who is lazy enough to want convenience foods rather than fixing his own also had better be energetic enough to exercise. Because if he was too lazy to exercise and too lazy to fix his own food, this is their thinking, then he doesn't deserve to live very long. And then he said family mealtime will diminish. And I've shared this before, and I just shared it last week. A new religion will be promoted for use all over the world. Unity. The Bible will be changed. It will be rewritten to fit the new religion. Gradually, key words will be replaced with new words having various shades of meaning. Then the meaning attached to the new word can be close to the old word. And as time goes on, over shades of meanings of that word can be emphasized. So here we see the Passion Bible, and we see the Message Bible that I used to preach out of. I got to expose all the things I did. Because I have to stand before God. I thought I was doing the right thing, but I wasn't. Literally, classics, and this has happened too, they call this a Mandela effect. Classics and historical narratives will be changed. A first or casual reading of revised versions will not arouse suspicion. They're changing things. Kids will spend more time in school, but it will be less productive. Studies will be concentrated and specialized. Without approval, students will not have access to material outside their own area of study. Some books will disappear from the libraries. Publishing will be restricted, and this is why I've told you, get your own hard copies now. Whatever you want a hard copy of, if it's still available, get it, because the books are disappearing. Laws will change. Blue laws regarding Sunday purchasing will be eliminated. Well, that's already been eliminated. States will accrue money from gambling and lotteries, which is already done, which will become a social activity rather than a private or illegal activity. All planned. Drug and alcohol use will increase. Travel restrictions will occur. An under-the-skin implantation device will be developed, coded specifically to identify each. This is their real goal, is to get a chip in you. Be careful what you let in you. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and they want in your body. Any way they can, even if it's little. An under-the-skin implantation device will be developed. Some just can't wait for this to happen. They're just going to run and get it done. An under-the-skin implantation device will be developed, coded specifically to identify each individual, and that would lend themselves to surveillance by providing radio signals. Yeah, being microwaved from above. Personal surveillance will be a fact of life through a central monitoring system. Welcome to having your smartphones, having our phones with us, conversations, everything we're doing is being monitored. Data is being collected by us, what? For the day, whatever that day is. Mm-hmm. This was way back then. He said, you might be watching TV and someone might be watching you. Mm-hmm. The TV set would not have to be on in order for this to be operative. How would we get people to accept these things into their homes? Well, people buy them. When they buy their cable, their own televisions, they bring it in. This was described by being what we now know as cable TV, to replace the antenna. The cable would be the means of carrying the surveillance message to the monitor. This, I think, we're starting to see now. Empty buildings would be allowed to deteriorate. Streets in certain locations will be allowed to deteriorate. This will create a depressed atmosphere for purposely unfit humans. We're seeing tent cities now. We're seeing homelessness. This has been planned way back. More airplane and auto accidents will occur. Just think, you have to be demonic to want this kind of stuff. John 8, the father of, it's just amazing. More airplane and auto accidents will occur, contributing to a general feeling of being insecure. This will also initiate more government regulations. Crime will be used to manage society. There will be orchestrated slums while other areas are well maintained. A few more pages, hang on. Manufacturing will be curtailed in order to give other countries a chance to build their industries in order to compete against the United States. They want everything equal. Our heavy industries will be deliberately cut back while the same industries are developed in other countries. People suddenly poor due to job loss will produce population shifts. The poor will accept questionable society changes in exchange for survival. They may even sacrifice their morals and commitments for security. U.S. sports will change as a way of de-emphasizing nationalism. Movies will gradually, just think of this. This is written so long ago, but you can just check it all off. It's like, who is planning all these things? Movies will gradually be more sexual explicit and use foul language. This is what he said. After all, sex and rough language are real, and why pretend that they are not? This is intended to bring sex and profanity out in the open. Violence will be made more graphic and realistic to desensitize people. Music will get worse. Lyrics will become more sexual. Entertainment will be a powerful tool to influence society. And that's, just look at a halftime show. If you don't see, they're trying to change society and they're bringing in all this occultism and all this symbolism. And if you haven't looked at my YouTube, you shall know them by their symbols. Once you see their symbol, you know what's behind it. Food supplies, and I think we're moving into this, not as fast as they wanted it, but will be centralized and come under tight control. If population growth doesn't slow down, food shortages can be orchestrated to scare or starve people into accepting the theory of overpopulation. Now, this has not happened yet, but I believe in the future, who knows when, personal gardens and small farms will be eliminated. Remember, there are two purposes for everything. The one is is what they say, and the second one is really their purpose. So what they're going to say is growing your own vegetables may be unsafe. Now, this is heavy, and I want you to really listen to this. Dr. Day said, and this was the tribute to Mike Morales and all the work he's done. He said, we can or soon will be able to control the weather. I'm not merely referring to dropping iodide crystals into the clouds to make it rain. That's already here. But real control. And weather will be used as a weapon of war, a weapon for influencing public policy or perhaps habitual patterns. In other words, they're going to push their agendas through weather warfare. The cost of housing and financial housing will gradually increase to the point most people will not be able to afford it. We're starting to see that now, that people are going into renting and they're just shooting the rental prices up. And listen to this and write this down. Inflation is a tool of the controllers. Money will become credit. Back then, you didn't hear of this. Exchange of money will be electronic. All significant purchases as well as earnings will be done electronically. Despite appearances, there will be a single banking system. It doesn't matter how many banks they bring down. They're going to have their bank, the world. Also, computer records will be kept on all purchases branded with identification numbers. What do we call them? QR codes or codes? The ability to save will be greatly curtailed, and I think we're coming into this. Wealth represents power, and wealth in the hands of a lot of people is not good for the people in charge, so if you save too much, you'll be taxed. Individuals will be encouraged to spend money they do not have through credit and borrowing. Then they're encouraged to renege on their debt, thus destroying their own credit. The idea here is if you're too stupid to handle credit wisely, this gives the authorities the opportunity to come down hard on you once you've shot your credit. Get out of debt. We don't need to buy things we don't need. There's a lot of things we want, but I'm thinking today, you know, we don't need. There's things we want, yes, we want, but we're coming into a new era of get out of debt and don't have debt. Get out of debt if you can. Do the best you can. We all are struggling in different ways. Almost hear the end. Long before 1969, terrorism was used widely in Europe and in other parts of the world. Terrorism, once thought unnecessary in the United States, will be used by necessity if the United States does not move rapidly enough into accepting the new system. And what he said, the person that was writing this also said, now we have national ID, Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, population depleting war, and other numerous freedom-stealing tactics to bring us into this new system. There are no coincidences. If something happens, it's because it was planned that way. People will be expected to embrace the new system. There will be no room for those who reject or dissent. They will be silenced or eliminated, which we've seen already. We've seen a lot of good doctors gone. When the new system takes over, people will be expecting to sign allegiance to it, indicating that they don't have any reservations or holding back to the old system. So what he's saying is exactly what the book of Revelation says, that in order, if you follow the beast system, you're going to have a mark in your forehead or your hand, and you will not be able to buy or sell without it. This is their goal. They're moving slowly toward it. Don't get freaked out, but they are moving towards this. This is their plan. So that's the end of that article. And just to review it, much bigger than communism, no one can stop us now. Changes, nothing will be permanent. Population control and food supply, technology assisted, the reproduction, in other words, having babies in labs and cloning. Technology assisted reproduction, designer babies. Smaller families, easy divorce, voluntarily accepting death, medical assisted suicide. Right now at this point, it is definitely voluntary. Even the MAID is voluntary. You have to sign for it. Tight control of health care. Doctors are employees of the system and executioners. We are going to experience, according to him, new diseases never seen before. Have we seen that in the last few? Oh yeah, these things were real. These things were meant to take people out. New religions, drug and alcohol abuse, and the law of the jungle. They want bang bang control. Changing role models for girls. No more dolls. They want them to be more like boys. That's how they brought about, and I was reading what he said about sports, why they brought women's sports to make them more tomboyish. More violent, sexual, explicit entertainment. Worsening of music. Music as a tool to divide generations. Expect demise of older generations. Expect restrictions to travel and expect implanted IDs. Restrictions of food supply to reduce overpopulation. Weather manipulation. politics, manipulation of contradicting ideas. Do they fight? Do they have the right-left paradigm? Falsification. I think we just went through this. Falsification of scientific data. There's going to be a new international governing body called the UN. Renunciation of national sovereignty. Are we seeing that now? By controlled fear. And again, we are not to be afraid. Fear not, fear not, fear not. It doesn't matter, fear not. We need to fear the living God. We are not to fear man who can destroy the body, but we are to fear the living God. That's where our awesome reverence fear comes. We fear the Lord, and he's exposing the plans of the enemy. He doesn't want us deceived. He wants us to see what their plans are. They're going to use terrorism as a tool of the system. Inflation as a tool. We're seeing inflation right now like we have never seen before. Electronic payments, accumulation of credit, skin implants, more electronic monitoring with different appliances. It's not just the TV now. I think you can have smart everything, can't you? Smart doorbells, smart refrigerators, smart toasters. Non-complying people will just disappear. Bring in of the new system. They're going to have a struggling national economy. So this is the overview. It's been a lot, but I think we need to know it. I go back to it time to time. Sometimes I can only take a little bit. If you can only handle listening to a little bit of this tape, stop it. Go back to it, listen to it again. Take notes, because I try to condense it every time I share it. I have to work hard to get it down to a little bit more easily understood. And then the very last thing, this just happened. A senator from Arizona introduced S-884 to create digital identity for all Americans. Just what he said there. I'm just wanting you to know in today's news, Arizona's very own senator has joined the WEF and the Bilderberg Group to enter the atmosphere of technocracy and transhumanism. This bill, the Improving Digital Identity of 2023, it was introduced March 21st and ordered to proceed out of the committee on March 29th without amendments and with a favorable recommendation. The lack of an, now this is their stated goals. Remember, there's two things for everything. Their stated goals is because there's such a unaffordable, reliable, secure way for organizations and businesses and government agencies to identify whether a person is who they say they are. We need these digital things now. This is the push. This is their stage number one, because they can't tell you what's really going on. They want to validate your identity. It would help all citizens more easily and securely engage in transactions online. Globalists with ties to the United Nations and the World Economic Forum are removing anyone that they believe has disinformation from the internet. This is happening to a lot of us. We are shadow banned now, but I know there's coming a day, and that's why someone said, you're so bold. We got to get it out now, because they are going to stop any disinformation. And what is disinformation? Whatever they call it, disinformation. Whatever they want it to be. They will say, and if you don't go along, you're a hater, you're phobic, you're this or that. And we know we're not. We know that this agenda is being pushed. And I think we have a choice. We should choose. We should have an understanding of what's going on, instead of being forced and manipulated and brainwashed into receiving something that's going to lead us totally into the beast system. And once everyone has their original ID, it becomes easy to restrict every human movement and activity based on one's social credit score. Like in China, this has already been happening. If your score dips below a certain point, you are now a high-risk individual, and your digital ID will be flagged. The whole thing we went through was an experience, was a dry run for the coming mark of the beast system, where you won't be able to buy or sell without proof of submission to the beast system. And These intrusive, invasive attempts to digitalize humanity are reducing us to a QR code, always come with the same sweet-sounding selling points. It's going to make your life so much better. You're going to be so safe. You're going to be so healthy. You're going to have more privacy. It will make our lives easier, more convenient, more safe and secure. And goes back to Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, and I would proceed forth. I came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my words? You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father he will do. What does he lust? He wants to be like God. He wants to have control. He wants to know your thoughts. He wants to control your movements. This is the beast system. You are the father of the devil and the lusts of your father. More power, more power, more power. They have the money. They make money. Our ceiling debt went, what, $4 more trillion? They have the money. But the lust of power, the lust of control, to have a chip in people so I can control and monitor them. Don't let anything come underneath your skin. You are the father of the devil and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. This is not new, but God is exposing their plans because we're coming to the end of things, I believe, into a new system. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. So when they say stuff, if their lips are moving, they're lying. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Father, give us strength for these end times to handle, to know what's truth, and to know that we're living in a world that's going totally against the Bible and everything Christian. We are in an anti-Christian culture now. And the works of the Father, they're going to do. But the works of our Father, we will do. Give us strength to endure to the end. And Father, we thank you. We enjoy every single day. This is a day the Lord hath made. We're going to rejoice in it. We're going to be glad. We can't control certain things, but we're going to do what we can control. And that is to serve you all the rest of our life. In Jesus' name. Everyone said?
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, the number 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.